phrase. Okay, so the Rambam is Perek Aleph Hilchos Shcheinim Halacha Aleph, and the Reb Chaim is Hilchos Shcheinim on Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Okay, it's the second one of Shcheinim. Okay, so the Rambam says like this: Mishasa Gorim B'soch Shalol Kova Beis Hakisa Al Malacha Sheish Ba Avak Va'Ofer V'Kayotze Bahen Tzarch LaHachik Kadesh LeYagiya Ofer Reich Beis Hakisa Or Avak LaChaver Kadesh LeYazika. Okay, Afilu Hoisa Ruach Hushem Esayei Oso. Even if it's the ruach which is assists him when he does his malacha, and malicha so offer an aris of pishtin vamotz gets him in umagiyas nachavero, and it makes these things reach his chaver, he says I raise a chayav lahachik. Why? Kidei shelo yagiv lo yaziku. Va'afilo idei ruach mitzuya. Shekol elu kimi sheiziku b'chitzav hen. Okay. So, yeah. Funny what I feel. Let's see that. Right. It says, so the Rambam says, "Kol elu kimishay ziku b'chitzavim." So over here, the Rambam seems to say that it's chitzav, just like eishom mishum chitzav, right? And eishom mishum chitzav is chayev because it's as if he did it himself. He was the sole cause, and if the concept of Eishem Mishum Chitzav, it means it's just like he pulled the arrow, pulled the trigger, so to speak. So the same thing over here, it's just like Chitzav. That's what the Rambam says, right? Okay, that's Halacha Aleph. Then Halacha Beis, Af Bishu Chayev Lahachik Kol Kach, Im Halicha Ruach Hamatzuyah Motz Vesa Ofa Veizigo Ben Potem El Shalem. Why? Sheharuach Hu Shesiyeya Oso. I mean, the Rambam says himself, Rachel Seifa, from Halacha Aleph Halacha Beis. First he says it's Kmo Chitzav. And then the Rambam says, because the Nezik didn't come from the Mazik himself. He's only a Gorim. All right, that's the Rambam. Okay. Sheruach Hu Shesiyeh also. Okay, so let's. Reb Chaim doesn't mention this problem, but we have to mention. I mean, why doesn't he ask that question? That the Rambam sells himself from off the base, right? Because he says now, "Alef shekol elu kamishay ziku b'chitzavein." So why doesn't he mention that question? Right? Okay, so I think we had an answer. We proposed an answer. Am I right? No, we didn't. Okay. So I think the answer is like this, that in Aleph he's talking about harchokas hamazik, okay, the dinim of harchokas of shenim, okay, the dinim of, see, because the lach is you have to be marchik, right, but yet if the nezik takes place you're not chayev, okay, so why is that so? If you're not chayev in the nezek, so why do you have to be machik? So the answer is because in mazik there's two halachas. In mazik there's a halacha of tashlumin that you have to pay, but there's also a halacha of an iser mazik. Correct? Let's say, for instance, the person has a behemoth, and it's a wild behemoth, and he doesn't watch it, and anybody that hits will pay for him. Is he allowed to do that? I mean, he's definitely over an iser. So there's a concept of an iser mazik. Okay, there's a concept of there's dinei tashlumin by mazik, shalim yishalim shor tachas hashor. There's a dinei tashlumin, but there's also a dinei iser. You can't just have a mazik and you're a shus and say I'm not going to take care of it and I'll pay. I'm a rich man. I can pay. I afford to pay. It's worth it for me to let the animal roam around. I mean, I don't have to be bothered with it. And I'm very wealthy, so whenever it's mazik, I'll take care of it. That's awesome. So there's an iser mazik, as well as chiyuvei tashlumin, two different frameworks. So in the first halacha, the Rambam is talking about the iser mazik. Okay, in the second halacha, he's talking about tashlumei hezik. Okay, now so why does the Rambam say harehu kamo chitzav in the first halacha? Why is it harehu kamo chitzav in the first halacha? What is the Rambam trying to say in the first halacha? Okay. See, you have, for instance, the Rambam in Hilchos Ratzeach and Shmiras HaNefesh, and Perek Beis. So the Rambam says, Kolahorek chavero biyado, kigon sheiko besayefo beeven hamemiso, o shechonko chemes, o sofo beish, ho vahorgo mikom makom, areu baatsmo, ho vahorgo mikom makom hu baatsmo, areza nerag bebezin. Okay. Avalas socher horeg larogis chavero, person hires killers, okay, hitmen, o sheshelach avoda vahorguhu, his workers or servants, he sent them to do the job. Osha kofsov in yichol ofnei ties him up, leaves him in front of a lion. The lion kills him. He says v'kayotze bo for goso chaya v'chena horges atzmo. That's a different horges atzmo. Kol echom elu shofech damimu v'avon hariga biyado v'chayev misal shemayim v'ein b'han misas bezin. Right. Okay. Uminayin shekenu adin shenema. And Yigram quotes the shofech damo adam ba adam damo yishofech. Ay de shliach ahorges atzmo. So he says ubeferish neemar b'shloshtan loshan drisha. So he says hare dina masal shemayim v'chol elu haratzchonim v'kayotze bahen she'inon michuyovin mises bezin. They're ratzchonim. 100% Ratzchan. And the Rambam is saying, there's no Mises Bezdin, but in terms of being a Ratzeach, they're the same Ratzeach. There's no difference. Okay? There's no difference. Okay. So, what is the Rambam saying over here? Over there in Issa Ratzicha, what the Rambam is saying is like this, that in terms of the Issa of Hezek, of Mazik, Gorein doesn't play a role. There's no din grama. Okay? There's no concept of grama with regard to the Isser, whether it's Isser Ritzicha, whether it's Isser Isser Mazik. The concept of Gorim is eliminated. So if there's no concept of Gorim, so it's already Kemosha Agaba, what's the Lashon? Kemosha Zika Bechitzov. That's what the Ram means. The Rambam means when it comes to the area of Isser, so it doesn't matter. You don't say because technically you didn't pull the trigger. I mean, you caused something, so that's why you're a Gorim. No, you're not a Gorim. You're an actual Mazik. You're a Mazik B'Yadayim. It's like Fitzov. Okay? That's why I think Reb Chaim didn't ask from that Rambam, because that Rambam's not difficult. That Rambam you can explain very simply, that there the Rambam's dealing with Issa Mazik. And in Issa Mazik, there's no concept of Gorim. So there's no concept of Gorim. So it's Chitzov. In other words, his din is Masal HaShamayim. And his din in the Shamayim, there's not going to be any mention of Gorim. He's Chitzov. Because he knows what he's doing, and he caused it, and it's Chitzov, and that's why he's Chayev in Archaka. Okay? Yes. From Hilchos Ratzeach, I was showing you that you see the Rambam calls the guy Ratzeach and treats him equally, whether he does it if he does it by grama or he does it by a dayan. Okay, kolel haratzchonim and the shofchei dam and dinam masal shamayim. It means the Rambam doesn't say that there's any mitigating factors other that one is l'shamayim. And one is Lebezdin. One is Mises Bezdin, one is Masal Shemayim. But in terms of the performance, they are both identical. So you see that when it comes to Dinei Shemayim, Groma plays no role whatsoever. There's no concept of Groma. A person's Mazik is Chavar, and he does it cleverly through a Groma. He's the same Mazik as if he went and did a B'dayim. Klapishmaya. No difference. There's no difference. Groma plays no role. Groma plays a role only when it comes to Dinei Teshlom. When it comes to Dinei Isser, it's non-existent. And that's what the Rambam says, Kemo Shehizik, Kosha Kol Elu Kemi Shehiziku B'chitzov Hein. That's what the Rambam means. So that's why you have to be Machik. Because you're involved in an Isser Mazik B'yadayim. Just like you shot the arrow. Okay? Yes.
In the end of
the B'Yadayim. B'Yadayim, yeah. That's great. That's good. That's very good. Yeah. Right, so Aaron brought a raya from Hilchos Shchina Perek Yud Halacha Daled. Halachay, where he says, the Rambam says again, V'chein kol ha'achokos ha'muros l'mayla b'yin zeh, lo hechiko ha'reza k'mi she'hizik b'chitzof. L'fichoch tzorch she'yachik mishma na'yarech, etc. He says, k'desh le'yehezik b'yidayim. So that's what the that's what the Rambam holds. And that when it comes to Issur Mazik, there is no concept of Groma. It's not a Groma. It's a Mazik B'dayim. Klap Ishmael, same thing. Okay? So that's why it's Chayav L'Archik. Okay, so that's why Rav Chaim doesn't ask that question, because that question is easily answered because Allah and the Issur Mazik. Rav Chaim's question is the Stira in Tashlume Hezek. Okay? That's the Stira he gets into. Okay. Any question? Shekol, the Rambam says it actually. When the Rambam says Shekol Elu Sheiziku Kami Sheiziku V'chitzav, what the Rambam means is that the Dinei Hachaka are based on Isser Mazik. That's what it means.
Not a separate
That's right. Not a separate Chiyuv Shchein. Okay, but his concern is with the Halacha Beis, basically. That what? That his concern is that the Rambam says that Patmos Sham Sharuchu Shesiel so the Einan Ezek Zeb Bomikoch Mazik Atzma. So it means it's only a Groma. Okay? So they asked the question on the Rambam from Per Gedalit in this game moment, Lachazayan. From the case of Libo Velipso Ruach. So what's Libo Velipso Ruach? It means that the wind blows the fire. And he blows. So he is a cause in the fire. Chayef. Shareu Goram. V'chol ha-gorim lahazik mishalim nezik shalim and ha-yof shev v'chosik v'shar kol ha-mazik and ha-kal shalim. Harei lehedja. The afagav the ruach siyeya also. Even though the ruach helped him, mikom ha-kom chayef. So why is the Rambam saying over here he's potter? Because the ruach is mesayeya. But the Rambam himself maintains where the ruach mesayeya is chayef. By Libu Velipso Ruach. Okay? And the Reb Chaim asks, that's the question. Then Reb Chaim adds another question, his own question. V'od Yosef Kasha. Exactly what he's asking. The Reb Be'emes Bahach Dina Lo Motzino Klal Shehei Grama. Ela Demedama Lo Libu Velipso Ruach. Davi Grama O Pater. V'gabi livu lips a ruach kas ram the chayef veich kas of hagal apater. What does Gavi want? Anybody? The problem is very straightforward. That a ruach mesayeya is the Rambam says pater, and the very same Rambam says that the ruach mesayeya is chayef by livu lips a ruach. Okay, there is a difference. There is a difference, though, right, between those two cases. Am I right? Yeah. Because, I'm just looking from a causal analysis. That what?
He's in the case of the lower, he's like not being marked.
He's an active participant in the
model. But isn't building seems like why isn't this active over here? No, it seems that he's a sufficient cause. Because even if he were the only one, it would have caused a nezik. It just happens to be that there's an extraneous wind as well. But he's sufficient.
What does it say he's sufficient?
What's
the chiddush?
No, but it wouldn't be enough. Even if the wind moves a bit faster,
but in the case of the
Mazik,
in the case of
Shkrim,
he's really.
He's in the case of Libu
Lipsa Ruach. There is a difference in the case of Libu Lipsa.
Yeah, good.
Acting with the wind. You and the wind together across the.
That's right.
In the case of the Golem, you created a situation where the wind can be masked.
Right.
But you're not doing the nazir, you're just allowing, you're just making the wind be in a position to be mazik.
Right.
It's supposed to be mazik together with the wind together, you don't know what I said.
In that case, you're setting up a condition for the wind to be mazik. In that case. But over here, you are an auxiliary cause in creating the Eish. But the Ruchan doesn't distinguish. He doesn't want to distinguish. He holds the same thing. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're an auxiliary cause in setting up the Eish, or if you set up something that the wind simply is ready to be malach. Yeah. Okay, good. I don't know what was the question.
It just the way that the end of Reb Chaim.
Yeah.
Of we try to learn it.
Yeah. How do you learn it?
Is that he's Reb Chaim is like adding a question. Like the first question is just like, what's the difference? The second one is like, is it? It would be fine if like the Gemara just said they're both grammas. Like the Rambam, like the Midrash tells the Torah to distinguish between two types of grammas. But the thing is, the Gemara never actually called it a grama. All the Gemara just says is it's like that case.
It's like which case?
It's like the case of Ba'ish, which is a grama. The Gemara doesn't say that this is a grama, and the Rambam and the Rambam comparing them on its own. The Gemara itself just says that this case is like that case. The Rambam's question is that there's no root to the Machalik anymore, because the Gemara just says it's like that, and if the day Patra here is Patra too.
Well, how do you fit into those words? He says, "Yeah, so Rebbe Mizbach didn't learn what's in a klal shei a grama."
The Gemara never actually says it's a grama.
Doesn't say it's a grama.
No, it just says it's like that case.
His only identity is similar to the Balibsa.
Right. Al demadam lo libalibsa ruach ta'avi gemar grama potter.
He just compared it to a case which we derives as his grama potter.
And what's the halakhic identity of Mishas Agog? It's not this is a grama, it's this is a legal
Libsa. Exactly, right. That's all the Gemara does. It just says it's just like that case. So he's like,
this is a different batch, but the same basic principle of legal Libsa.
Now, as the Gemara says, that it's a grama.
Yeah, then they can do it. You just have a machalik. You have the Rambam said this type of grama has that type of grama. Make your own chiluk. And what the Rambam saw in each grama.
So what's meaning? It says lo motzina klal shei grama.
When it actually says that this case is a grama.
But it compares it.
All right. All it does is say that
this is a variation on. And we know Liva lives as a grama and pata. So this too is a grama and pata. But it's only a grama and pata because the lives as a grama and pata.
Okay.
Because the Gemara says it's like that.
So what's wrong with the rest? What's the difficulty? What's the additional difficulty in the Ram?
So now she's saying it's not just that you have two kinds of grama, you have to show how this case is different than that case. You don't have to show how this case is different than that case, but it still is identified by the Gemara as an extension of that case.
Right. You just said they're both gromas, and you can do it, you just do it.
But the Gemara does say it's a groma, because it compares it to Levi Lusser, which is a groma pata.
Right. What does it say? It says it's a groma, just like the Lusser.
Right.
It's the same groma.
Same groma. So it's a groma.
What if it's the same groma? How can you look at it?
Right.
And even if you said two cases of groma, you could say this kind of groma, this is one type of groma, this is another type of groma. One kind of groma is kaya, one kind of groma is pata. And you can make up a group. Once you say this is the groma, add a leva lipsa. So how can you say that? How can you machalik? Its entire identity is leva lipsa.
And the Gemara says identical to leva lipsa.
Right.
In the other case. And leva lipsa to Ram holds is chayev. So. Okay. It's the final lesson. It says, "Lo motzina klal shei grama." What is it?
I thought
when
the Gemara never openly says it's a grama.
But well, the Gemara compares the Libra of Elipso, which is a grama, says, isn't it saying it's a grama?
We don't find that this is a grama. We only find that it's a Libra of Elipso, which is a grama and pata. But if
so it's a grama.
Then this would not be a grama.
Thank you.
I should go to my nursing. Okay, all right, fine, okay. It doesn't strike me as anything. What? Yeah, I know. What's this Yoser? I mean, I, if we would have left out the first part, I'd understand. I just understand it was Lashon. Lomotzin Kloshi Hei Groma. But we do find it as a Groma. It's Medama Libulib Zeruch. He just said, Void Yoser Kasha. The medama, the bigamar, medama lo lips of leave lips of ruach, tavi gram or pot. Forgive a leave of lips of ruach, that's from the chayef. And I understand what he's adding in that first part there. I don't understand
that. That would also have been just a repetition of the first question anyway.
What?
That would have been just a repetition of the first question
anyway. Well, it strengthens the question because he's saying that there's an equation between these two things. So if there's a direct equation and you pass in the other way, how could you go against the Gemara?
But
there's a Gemara, which is.
I mean, the first question is he's asking from the Rambam within the Rambam, and the second one is asking from the Rambam to the Gemara.
Yeah. That's it. That's what it means. Yeah, probably, okay, the fellow's right. Probably what he means is that the Gemara doesn't classify it. It just says it's equal to Libah v'lipsa ruach. So, however you're going to go with Libah v'lipsa ruach, that's the way you're going to go with this. And the Rambam with Libah v'lipsa ruach says that it's chayev. So he has to hold over here chayev too. So from the Gemara would seem you can't split the two. Okay.
Right.
Okay. In other words, it depends on how you define it. Do you define it as a groma or not? So the Rambam apparently defines it as chayev, even though the Rambam says it's a groma. Okay. But he defines it as chayev. So then how come over here he calls it a groma? Okay. A groman pater. What does he say? He says, Ein ze bo mikoach. Mas, a gatsmo. I mean, it's the same thing, huh?
I don't know. Well,
I mean, well, that's the problem. But the problem basically is that the Ram over here says, Ein ze bo mikoach atzmo, which is what? Which means it's a groman, he's pater. And yet, by Eish, he says that on the contrary, that he's chayev because v'chol agorim lahazik mashalim nezik shalman yefesh ben achazov. So you see, agorim is chayev, and over here he didn't do it. He didn't do it from the mikoach hamazik atzma, but he's a gorim. So I mean, that's the steer in Rambam. And Rambam in Hilchas Niskem Mamon says that gorim is chayev openly. Gorim is chayev, and over here he patters him. Why? Because ein nezik zebom mikoch mazik atzma, which seems to be, he's only a gorim. So how could the Ram differentiate in gorim and say the very same gorim is chayev in one place and potter in another place? I mean, that's the basic question. Okay, let's go further. There's one that's what Reb Chaim's asking. So Reb Chaim's question is that Tosfos' question, right? That by why doesn't it work by shechita? Because if you're going to say the wind by the eish is considered kitzov. And that's really something which is unpredictable. But nevertheless, it's chitzov. Okay, it doesn't always happen. But gravity is even better. So gravity should certainly be chitzov, and certainly it should be a good shechita. Because you don't need kafana. All you need is your doing. So your maisha. So is this considered your maisha or not? So the answer is this must be considered your maisha. Because we don't say your maisha is only your maisha b'yadayim, but we say your maisha is anything where you're employing a definite cause, like the wind or like gravity. So shechita, so that's considered yamaisa, eshem shum chitzav. So if that's the case, that eshem shum chitzav means you're employing the esh and the force of the esh and the wind. So since you're employing it, so therefore it's considered you are the doer of it. You are the complete doer of it. So then, over here, certainly you should be the complete doer. And the shechita should be kasher. And the shechita should be kasher. He said, but then he has one possibility. Maybe you'll say it's a little halacha by nezikin. What does that mean? Right. If it's a din in Nezikin, so it means that the Torah has to find some way, some category, to relate the mazik to the hezek. Okay? So the Torah has a right to employ certain categories. Like bor is enam b'shuso, v'chishvan ha-Torah ke'ilu b'shuso. It means bor is really not b'shus, because you were korea the bor. But the Torah, how does the Torah say you're chayef a bor when you're only a causative agent? But the answer is, when you korea the bor, the Torah gave it a din b'shuscha. And so far as mazik is concerned, it's yours. So the Torah can employ categories in order to have a logical system where you relate the one who does the damage to the damage itself. Okay? So chishvan ha-Torah ke'ilu b'shuscha. It's a mechanism, it's a halachic mechanism to relate the mazik to the damage. Okay? Because you can't just have an illogical system. So therefore, it's true really that in terms of causation, Aish is not you. It's a cause. But over here, the Torah said Aish is a prevalent phenomenon, and therefore we will consider Aish to always be the mice of the one who's modlik the Aish. Okay? And that's why it's chayev. Why is it chayev? Eishem v'shum chisa, v'shum eishem v'shum amano. The machlokas is, which category did the Torah employ? Did the Torah employ the category of Adam HaMazik? Or did the Torah employ the category of Mamon HaMazik? Because some category had to be created in order to accomplish a logical connection between the Mazik and between the Hezek. So that's the machlokas. Eishem v'shum chisa, v'shum v'shum amano. Which category did the Torah employ to create the Hischaivos? But the Torah employs the category strictly in the Zikin. But you can't universalize. That's halacha. Then it's halacha which is strictly in the Zikin, because the Torah is looking for a category in order to which to be Mechayev. So you can't go out of the Zikin. Okay? Can't go out of the Zikin. But if the Torah is telling you something else, it's not that the Torah is employing a category of Chiyuv, but the Torah is really telling you a discovery, an idea. Namely, that this is him. This is the Ma'aseh V'Yadayim. Okay? This is the Ma'aseh V'Yadayim. So, if that's the case, then it won't apply only to Nezikin. Then it'll apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. Because once you're saying the Torah considers this as giving you a definition of what is your Ma'aseh, so now you have the definition, so you can employ it anywhere. So it'll work in Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's why Taisva says that you can't say, is Taisva or Chaim says? Taisva says that you can't say that it's Allah only in Ezekiel, because you see that what? It works by Misa as well. How you have a Kafas law, it's Chayav. So you see it's Allah in defining Misa. Now, once it's halacha in defining Maisa, so then there's no difference between Ezekiel and between anything else. So then now we can universalize. So now we could say by Shechita as well that this is the exact same phenomenon, that he's employing gravity, which is a sure thing. And employing gravity means it's your Maisa, because you are the sole, it's not the gravity that's the cause, you are the cause. Okay, you are the cause. Okay. So if you're the cause, the gravity's there, and you're employing the gravity, so you're the cause. We don't say that you and the gravity caused this. The gravity is part of this situation and the precondition. And now you're coming along, and you're the cause. Same thing with the Ruach Metzuyah. Same thing with the Ruach Metzuyah. The Ruach Metzuyah exists, and you are employing the Ruach Metzuyah, so it's your Maisa. It's your Maisa. You're the final cause in the situation. Okay, you came out of a situation. Every situation has causes. So all these causes are considered part of the situation. Now you are considered the Osa Maisa. Okay, we take all these things and we say those are all pre-existing. And now what did it? Not those pre-existing things. You did it. You did it. Okay? So it's attributable to you. So therefore, by Shechita, the same thing. We don't say the gravity came and killed the behemoth. The gravity is pre-existing. You did it. So therefore, the Shechita should be good. And unless you say that you need kavana in shechita, but over here we pass, you don't need kavana. So therefore the shechita, that's the kasha, the shechita should be good. Nafla sakam yedo, yeah, nafla. Yeah, the case is nafla sakam yedo. Shechita is absolut. It fell out of his hand. But if he dropped it actually, then he could have kavanato. Yeah. But the case in the Gemara is nafla sakam yira. Okay, so that's the Tosfos. So what does Reb Chaim say? Yeah. So what is he saying? So what is Reb Chaim saying? He's making a distinction, a logical distinction, between you being the doer of the Maisa, being the doer of the act, which means it's attributable completely and only to you. That's one concept. Who is it attributable to? Okay, that's one concept. So now that concept is important with regard to Misa or with regard to Nesikin, where it's a question of Eschaivos. So over there, by the question of Eschaivos, so we say that what? That if it's attributable to you and you alone, you're chayev. And the same thing, you're chayev misa for Ritzicha. Okay? But he says there's another quality in halacha. And what is that quality? Koach gavra. Koach gavra. And koach gavra is a different concept. And in certain cases, we need koach gavra. In certain cases, we don't. But where you do, so then it won't be sufficient if you simply and merely say it's all attributable, it's only attributable to this person. So he's totally responsible. He's responsible, absolutely. And he has to pay. But it has nothing to do with whether the act is kosher, is qualified when there's this special requirement of koach gavra. And what is this? What is the nature of this requirement, koach gavra? What is it? What's the concept of koach gavra? So the way I see it, koach gavra means the character of human performance. That's koach gavra. Okay? Koach gavra means the character of human performance. That's a different quality in the action. Okay? You could be completely attributable. Everything's attributable to you. You're completely responsible, and you're the sole cause. But it doesn't mean that in that action, your character is being expressed and portrayed. It's because you're removed. You just, insofar as causation is concerned, you're completely the cause. But you haven't expressed the character of your maisa on the thing, on the object. That's a completely different concept. And that's like by Nitzdaim. So Nitzdaim, you need the koach gavra. So it means to say it must have the character of human performance. Now, if you set up all the causes and press the button, that's no good. Even though you're the sole cause, that's good if you want to be mechayev a guy for nezikin. But if you need a certain type of a quality of human performance, there's no human performance. The human being isn't performing. He's just completely responsible. But he's not involved in any kind of performance that has the character of a human being in it. You see? That's lacking. That's lacking. So that's what Reb Chaim says. That you can't ask a question from Eish HaMashem Chitzov to the case of Nafl Sakim Miyado and Shechita. Why? Because it's true, it's completely him in terms of the Maisa. But does it have the character of a human being's performance? The answer is no. And by Shechita, that's what you need, because Shechita is a mitzvah that's machshir. And in order for the mitzvah to be machshir, it must have the character of human performance. And that is lacking, even though you've got all the causes, all the causation is locked up in him. But nevertheless, in terms of the character of human performance, it doesn't exist. It's not there. So that's why Reb Chaim says that Shechita is no good. Shechita is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah Shechita requires that it comes about through a human being's performance and not a human being's causation. So that's why Reb Chaim says Shechita won't be good. Okay? Nice chavak, huh?
But it would be good as a ma'aseh hazik.
Yes, that's right. If you kill, insofar as killing the animal is concerned, you're definitely chayev. Yeah, the same action. But insofar as mitzvah shechita is concerned, no. Because the character of the gavra is not there. Okay? And stands to reason. mean, in Shechit is a Maisa Mitzvah. And a Maisa Mitzvah should have the stamp and the character of a Sias Adam. So that's Koch Gavra. Makes sense. Nezikin wood doesn't make any sense at all. What do you have to have the Maisa Adam? As long as he's responsible. Kof is considered, why is a Kof? We just discussed Machlokes Rambam Raya whether Kof is good for Mitzvah Dayan. Where's the Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Brachos? So the question is, the Raya seems to make sense because a Kof is just an animal, so it's part of the animal kingdom, part of nature. But apparently the Rambam holds that a Kof is trained. So if an animal's trained, he's mufka from the natural process of law, because there's a new superimposed phenomenon on him of training. So training, he holds, is considered a maisa. It means it's something he could or could not do. It's not; it doesn't necessarily result from him being a kof. So it results from something else, from training. So if it results from training, so then he's considered a nosein. Then he has a din of a nosein. Nosein means, that's right, it's not an automatic result of nature. It's not an automatic result of nature. So he's trained, so that's why the mice, it's in his control to do it or not to do it. It's in his control. So if it's in his control to do it or not to do it, so then he has a din of a nosein, and it'll be good for Netil Sadaim. All right. Cannot act. Right. That's why the Kesef Mishnah questions other animals too. But only trained. You have a trained dog, that'll do it. So why should a monkey be different? But he's specific about it. But it could be made by a monkey. Monkey's made for training. He's made for training. That's whatever. I don't know. It's a good question. Let's leave it go. But that's the idea. That's the idea. Okay. Yeah, that's Machlokes Rambam and Raya about the kof by Netilas Yadayim. Is it considered a nosein? Because by a kof, it's a trained performance. So you can't view it as just a natural action that exists in nature. It's not an automatic thing. But that's Machlokes Rambam and Raya. Okay, good. So Gemara Sanhedrin is mashma. I mean, it's clear that you need that in order to be chayav for a tzicha, you need kocho. So let's say it was just gravity. You'd be pata. Okay. So it takes us a question that why should gravity be any less than Eish? If you hold Eish of Mishum Chitzov, so certainly gravity is just as good, right? So Taisus concludes, you must say the Sugya doesn't hold Eish of Mishum Chitzov. Okay. But Rav Chaim asks, but the Rambam paskins Eish HaMishum Chitzov. And he also paskins that you need kocho. Okay, it's clear from his halacha. And where's that at? He goes here, he says, openly. Yeah. Right, the Rambam openly says, Rambam paskins it has to be l'tzadin in halacha yid gimel, just like the Gemara, because it has to be kocho, apparently koch kochosh. But Rav Chaim quotes the Rambam from before in yid beis, because over there it says openly, shemi kocho he ba. So you see clearly that you need kocho, and the gravity wouldn't be enough. So the difficulty in Rav Chaim and the Rambam is the difficulty Rav Chaim is bringing out is that according to the Rambam, I mean he holds Eishem Mishum Chitzov. So you have a very difficult question that how could gravity be worse than Eish according to the Rambam, right? Yeah. Now Rav Chaim is introducing a new idea. Namely that what? That koach gavra, until now we said koach gavra is appropriate for shechita. Why? Because you have to have the character of human performance in shechita. But he says, but koach gavra could also play a role in ritzicha. In ritzicha doesn't make any sense. Because when you need the character of human performance in ritzicha. I mean, as long as you cause somebody's death, so you're chayef. And that's the way Reb Chaim had it until now. And that's why he says that because that's the way he formulated it until now. That in Ritzicha, you only have to be Yechayev because you are the cause. You don't need Koach Gavra. Now he's retracting. And he's saying that it could be, according to the Rambam, that in Ritzicha you do need Koach Gavra. But what's the concept of Koach Gavra in Ritzicha? It's not a concept of human performance because it's not a Maisa Mitzvah. So he says, no, it's a different concept. that in Ritzicha, perhaps you're only chayiv where you do a maisa b'yadayim. Because Rotzeach is a certain kind of a... Ritzicha is a certain kind of a performance, and a Rotzeach is a certain kind of a person. So a certain kind of a gavra, that he does a maisa b'yadayim. So Koach Gavra can come in to play a role in Ritzicha as well. Okay? So basically the way... conceptually, the way Reb Chaim formulates up to this point is like this, that Koach Gavra can be defined as human performance, in which case it has a shaychus to what? Shechita. Okay. And however, with regard to Nezikin, Koach Gavra plays no role whatsoever. Right? Because there's no reason for it. So there, all you need is that you're responsible. Okay. However, Koach Gavra can play a role with regard to what? Ritzicha. Under a different framework. What's the framework? Maisa b'yadayim. Cold-blooded killer. He has to be a killer. So if he just stands back and is the sole cause of the person's death, it lacks in the character of Ritzicha. That's what Reb Chaim is saying at this point. So he's saying it could be, according to the Rambam, that in Ritzicha you would require... Koach Gavra. Okay, you would require Koach Gavra. Okay, he's setting up the approach to the answer now. Okay? But maybe it's not said. In other words, the answer is that in Miso Bidei Odom, so, and this I think is a klal. It sounds a little bit like a Tama Davar, but I think you have to keep your sight on it because I think that it's a significant point. Namely, that in Misas Bezdin, it's Laman Yishmu V'Yiroh. Onshin is a different framework. Onshin has its own system because it has a different function, a different purpose. Okay? Over this, Laman Yishmu V'Yiroh. So you want a situation where you want to show what happens to a Rotzeach. So over there, Rotzeach has to do with certain features. So you can have features in Ritzicha which warrant Laman Yishmu V'Yiroh that he must be put to death, you see? And if you're lacking one of those features, so it's Bezin Shomailo is just as much a killer. But in terms of the process of Onshin and Bezdin, it doesn't qualify. Doesn't qualify. For many different, I'm not going to go into reasons because I ain't going to Tamei Ador, you know what I mean? But in other words, in Nisan's Bezdin, it's a completely Onshin Bezdin is a completely different framework, with completely other than perfection itself. There's a framework of perfection, and there's a framework of what is being used as a model for Onshin and Bezdin. You understand? It has a certain objective, a different objective. Man Yishmu V'Yiroh. So over there, you might say that there's no Laman Yishmu V'Yiroh if you don't have a killer that, in the eyes of the people, has certain qualities of a Rotzeach. You understand what I mean? I'm going a little bit into time because I want you to understand what I'm saying. But I want you to understand, in general, though, the system of Onshim is not commensurate with the system of perfection. So in Dini Shemayim, he could be considered just as much a Rotzeach. But in terms as a vehicle of Laman Yishmu V'Yiroh, which has to do with the Das B'nei Odom, and has its own function and purpose, so over there, you might require a certain kind of Rotzeach that has qualities that people view as a significant component of a real Rotzeach. So over there, Maisa B'Yadayim is a requirement, you see. If it's not a Maisa B'Yadayim, it's not under the Parsha of Mises Bezin. You see, even though he's just as much a Russian, just as much a Rotzeach, if he executes it very carefully without putting his hands to the job, you see, he's just as much a Rotzeach in terms of perfection. But in terms of the system of Laman Yishmu V'Yiroh, Mises Bezin, Onshin and Bezin, there it doesn't qualify. Okay? So that's why what we said yesterday, insofar as Rotzeach is concerned, or as far as Hilchas Shechinim is concerned, that you have to be marchik because of the Isser Over there, he's just as much a rotzeach. But insofar as onshim and bezdin, and that's a general klal, that onshim is a different system, different features, different requirements. So, of course, it has to be an act of ritzicha, but the qualifications are different. And that's what Reb Chaim is saying, that over there you might require, the Rambam holds, they require koch gavra. Why koch gavra? Because in order to enter the system of Mises Bezin, you must have a Maisa B'Yadayim. Okay? Here. Then I'll just mention that. When a Reb Chaim uses Maisa B'Yadayim before, he uses it in contradiction to the way he uses it now. But before, he means it's not grama. That's what he means. It's not grama, but it's not... it's a little confusing because he uses the same lesson, but it doesn't mean that over there. It's about 10 lines down from the top. He says, Avozare lo... He says, Rak tavikilu ba'atzma osas on maisa. See? And then he says, El v'chashashu osas maisa b'dayim, avalosh lehe nasa mikocha. Later, over here, where he's talking about maisa b'dayim, he means mikocha, dafka. But before, he means that it's kilu hu ba'atzma osas on maisa. Aval ze harelo motzinu sheyichosh nasa maisa mikocha. El v'chashashu osas maisa b'dayim, he means... He uses those two expressions interchangeably. He doesn't mean mice were dying before like he means over here. So you can't press that language that he used before. This here, the way you read this primary is very important where you put the emphasis. Okay? He says, Vashal came near Bidas Ram, the Srila, the Hodesh, and Mishum Chis of Lav, because it sounds like he's saying Lav, and then he's saying the same thing again, Hain. I mean, it sounds like he's contradicting himself. But what he means like this. The Hodesh Mishum Chitzov Lav Digzeres Hakosvu Beish Lechayvo Mishum Chitzov. The emphasis on Lechayvo. Okay, that's what he means over here. It means it's not simply to be Mechayvim because of Chitzov, even though it's a grama. Okay, go ahead, go further. That's right, because then it would be restricted to Mammon. Because the Gzeres Kos would be that even this Goreim is Chayev. So you can't move beyond the realm where the Torah is Machadish. The Torah says Boris is Bershuso. See, so that's a separate Gzeres Kos. And Dina Mominus. But you can't extrapolate from there. Okay. Yeah. So what does Reb Chaim say? So he says, what is the Gzeres Kos of Eishah Mishum Chitzov? The Gzeres Kos is that... The easiest way to what it means like this, that whenever you come to a circumstance, you always have causes. So you could say you lit the Gaddish. So you could say the Gaddish is the cause, because without the Gaddish, you can't light the fire. But the Gaddish really is not considered a grama. The Gaddish is considered the entity upon which you act. You are the cause. Okay. So now what Reb Chaim is saying is that Eishom Mishum Chitzov is not saying that there's a grumma here of the Koach HaMorava and the Eish. That the other force in the Eish, which propels the Eish, is not a Goreim and Yochayev in spite of the fact that there's a Goreim here, because then it would be restricted to Dina Mominus. But what it means is that the Torah defines this whole entity as Eish. So the Eish is considered... the mazik itself. Okay? Now, when you come upon the Eish, so what you're coming upon is an entity of destruction. And you are the last cause. So you are the cause. In other words, the Torah's, the Gzeres HaKosav is that fire is an entity which contains a koach acher, but that's the definition of fire. We don't separate out the Koach Acher. But the Koach Acher is a component of the Eish, and the whole Eish is viewed as one entity that moves, that's Haleches because of its the Koach that's Ma'uriv Bo, and that's the one entity of Eish, and now the only Gorim is you. Okay?
The Ruach is part of the entity?
The Ruach is part of the entity. It's not that the Ruach is a Gorim and Yechayev in spite of that. But the Ruach and the Eish is a part of the whole entity. So therefore, So therefore, the causative agent involved is only you. When you come upon the Eish, you're coming upon a destructive entity, which is already defined as inherently a Davar HaMashchis, and now you are the sole cause. So that's why you're Chayev. It's similar to the Rashi in Sanhedrin. It's a very good description. Because you have a Machlokes in Sanhedrin, in the Mishnah, on Daf Ayin Vav HaMebeis. If Shisa Bosa Kelev, Shisa Bosa Nochash is Pata. So if you stick a dog on somebody, see a putter. Why? Because Gurin. But he shechbo as a nochash. Let's say he takes a nochash and a nochash opens his mouth and he hits the guy with the nochash. So then it's machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda machayev v'chacham potter. So the Gemara says, why is Rabbi Yehuda machayev? Because he says eres nochash bein shinav hu amed. You see, lefikach makish pesayef. The nachash makish pesayef, he's chayev. The nachash potter. Okay, so the makish, the guy that does that, is chayev. So Rashi explains. He says bein shinav omed v'harehu kitokeya sakin bevitno. The lav gromahu shehare klima shchiso biyado. You see, so Rabbi Yehuda holds yachayev because he holds that the eris is right there. So therefore, you're not a groma, but it's as if you're taking a sakin, and it's the kli mashchiso biyado. Okay, the Rachamim hold no; they disagree and they hold that the nachash is meki. So therefore, if he's meki, so then it's not. So you're only a groma. Okay,
nachash is
meki, spits it out.
Oh, I see.
So it's not there. You know, it produces it. What? It's machlokes. It sounds like that. but meantime, Rashi has a good expression there. Kli mashchiso biyado. Okay? That's what Reb Chaim means here. That the concept of Eish Mishum Chitzov means that the Eish with the Koach Acha Me'urvbo is defined as the Kli mashchis. You see, that's the Kli mashchis. So now when you come upon it, you understand? You are the soul. You are the soul actor. So performer. So that's why it's a Maisa B'Yadayim. It's a Maisa B'Yadayim. I mean, because the whole Eish with the Koach, that's the Gerasa Kosov of Eish. That the Koach Acha Me'urvbo means that this whole entity is a Kli Mashchis. So if it's a Kli Mashchis, and now you were the one that utilized the Kli Mashchis, so where's the Groma involved? There's no Groma involved. As opposed to defining Eish Yom Mishum Chitzov, that the Torah is Machayev because of Groma. And really there is a Koach Acha Me'urvbo that is a Gorim. But nevertheless, Yechayev. Then it would be restricted to Dina Mamanus. Okay? But the Gzeres HaKosov is that this entity is a Kli Mashchis, and therefore there is no Groma involved whatsoever. That's what Klein is saying. Okay? What?
It really is.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. It really is chitzav. It really is chitzav. Okay? Okay. So now by nefashos we could say that what? That Yechayev also by Eish. Why? Because the Eish is a Kli Mashchis B'yado and it's a Maisa B'yadayim and it'll be Chayev B'dinei Odom. Okay? Now you have a distinction. Okay? Now Reb Chaim comes back to the case of the sakin, where you have an action performed because of gravity, right? Okay, so what's the distinction between gravity and between Eish? Okay, Mubichayev, you see? In other words, by Eish, there's Xeris HaKosov, that what? That the Koach Acha Me'urvbo is part of the Shem Kli Mashchis of Eish. So you're the only doer. But if you use gravity, you understand? So you can't say by the sakin in the shechita, you can't say the gravity's in the sakin. Okay, you have the sakin, and now you need gravity in order to accomplish, in order to accomplish the maisa. So there, the gravity is a causative agent, and it's a grama. So that's why, in terms of shechita, it's not considered koach gavra, but by eish. Since the whole Eish is defined as a Kli Mashchis with the Koach Acha Me'urvbo being a component of that entity, so there is no Grama anymore. Now you are the sole doer insofar as the action is concerned. So there's absolutely no wrong. Okay? You're with Yesh. Yeah, what's the continuity in Reb Chaim's thought, and how does he finally work out the sugyas? I mean, the two Rambams. Okay? And why does the Rambam call Eish a Gorin? A Gorin. Right? He calls it a Gorin.
It's not a Gorin.
It's not, on the contrary. You just got finished saying it's not a Gorin. Right? And now Reb Chaim seems to go back saying it's a Gorin. And the Rambam says, makes a big statement about it. That call a Gorin, Benazokin, Eschai, what's the lesson there? That call a Gorin, Mahazik, Mashon, Shalom, and Yafshim, and Chasov. I mean, what is he saying? I'll tell you what I think. I think he means like this. That Reb Chaim is taking one, in other words, he says that Eisho is considered Mishum Chitzov means that it's his action per se. Okay? He is the full doer of the action. Just like Rashi says, just like a knife. Okay? The Eish is defined as a Kli Mashkas. Okay? So now what he's saying is like this, that in Libo the lips of Haruach, he's an auxiliary cause. Because it's Libo the lips of Haruach. So there wasn't enough to make the fire with his own Libo. Okay? So now you have in Eish a case with an auxiliary cause. Okay? So the Rambam makes that blanket statement over there that Groma Kolagorim is Chayev. Right? So Rav Chaim says that statement has to be understood in the framework of where it's completely his Misa. Okay, do you follow? Where it's completely his Misa. In other words, now the Rav Chaim showed that Eish is completely his Misa. Because the whole entity of Eish is a Kli Mashchas. And he's the sole doer, so it's really Adam HaMazik, right? Now Rav Chaim says, so the Rambam adds one thing, that wherever it's Adam HaMazik, and he is the doer, if he's an auxiliary doer, he's Chayef. Okay? But that's not the same thing as when you're Chayef for Adam HaMazik, because you're the doer. So if you're an auxiliary doer, you're also chayev as a goyim. But you can't extrapolate from there to the case of where you're chayev not for being a doer, but for creating a hezek, a mazik. Okay? In the case where you're chayev for creating a mazik, you're further removed. Okay? It's a different concept. So over there, the Rambam says that if you're in the case where you're chayev for producing a mazik, okay? So then if you're an auxiliary doer, you're pata. You see? Over there we don't find grama. Where you're chayef for doing, so even if you're a partial participant, you're chayef. Because you still are a doer. You see? But where you're chayef for producing a mazik, not for doing the hezek itself, but for producing a mazik, if you didn't produce the mazik yourself, but there was an auxiliary cause in producing that helped you produce the mazik, there, that's where Grum ben Zakan is potter. That's where Grum ben Zakan is potter. And that's why you're right. That's really the pshat, because the pshat is by Beis Akisa in those other cases. It's not identical to Avnos Kinnam Asol. Because Avnos Kinnam Asol is really the mazikim. But over here, he's doing something constructive. But the only thing is that the ruach, in conjunction with what he's doing, makes it into an entity of mazik, gives it a din mazik. So over there, he's not chayef for the ma'aser. It's not a ma'aser b'yadayim, right? But he's chayef for producing a mazik. But in order to produce the mazik, you needed the ruach to accompany you, to assist you. So it comes out that it's an auxiliary. You're an auxiliary cause in the case where you're producing a mazik. So Reb Chaim says, in that case, Grama ben Izakin is Pater. That's what the Rambam means, Grama ben Izakin is Pater. But where you're involved in doing the Maisa B'Yadayim yourself, then even as an auxiliary cause, you still will be Chayev. That's what he holds. Okay? That's what he's saying. Right?
It says
making the fire itself, a libav, a lipsa, a ruach, means in making the fire itself, he had to blow together with the ruach.
Definitely
two causes. So he's an auxiliary cause in producing the esh. So Rav Chaim says, there, now that we got to the definition of esh, according to the Rambam, and esh, you see, and you see this definition the Rambam holds is true, because he holds esh is chayav baritzicha. And you see the Rambam holds baritzicha, that has to be, it might be a dayan. So you see from that that the Rambam must have learned, the way he's learning, that esh is really considered a kli mashchis, and that's the gzeras hakosev, that's a maisa b'yadayim. Okay? That's what you see in the, that's what you see in the Rambam. Okay, now take that information, that's a maisa b'yadayim, and now look at the case of libav elipsa ruach, and you'll see the Rambam says kol agorim is chayev, but only in that case. So the auxiliary cause is only going to be chayev where you have a case of esh, where it's a maisa b'yadayim, then auxiliary, then we say gorim, kol agorim is chayev. But in the other case, where the Rambam says that groma is putter because he didn't do it himself, that's a different concept over there. Over there, you're chayev for producing the mazik. That's a different idea. Over there, you don't say where it's intrinsically your maisa, so if you participate, that's also your maisa. But where it's not your maisa at all, it's your chayev for producing a mazik, that's the chayev. Not for doing hezek, but for producing a mazik. So in that case, if it was done with an auxiliary as an auxiliary cause, there you don't find that you're chayev. You were an auxiliary cause in producing a mazik. There the Rambam has the halacha like everybody else, that groma ben azakin is pater. Okay? That's what he's saying. Okay? We're trying to explain it a little further. In other words, it's a different level of chiyuv where you say a chayev because of maisa b'yadayim. So in that framework of maisa b'yadayim, we say that even if you were involved partially in a maisa b'yadayim, you're still chayev. But when you're chayev for producing a mazik, you are more removed from the hezek. Because your chiyuv is not for doing the hezek itself, it's for producing a mazik. That's a different kind of chiyuv. So over there, the Torah can say, in that case, it's only if you actually produce the mazik. But if something else assisted you, and you weren't the sole producer, you don't find the chayev. You see? It's hard to define it, but Reb Chaim, that's the whole Reb Chaim here. That there's a difference between a case where you're involving the doer of the hezek itself and auxiliary cause, and where your chayef is not doing the hezek itself, but for producing a mazik. So over there we say, in the Torah's mechayev me for producing a mazik also, but that's only if I did it myself. Okay? What's that? Okay. In other words, by lib of the lips of Ruach, Rav Chaim is saying that that's a structure of auxiliary causation, but it's built on another structure, on the structure of Eish, which has been defined as a mazik b'yadayim. Okay, so there the auxiliary causation is chayev, but where you have a different kind of eschayevus, because of creation and production of a mazik. Over there, we don't find that an auxiliary causation is chayav. There, the Rambam agrees that Grumman is Zogin's
Pater. You cause production of...
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, it's a closer relationship to the hezek when you're doing the hezek b'yadayim than when you're producing a mazik. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. So that's why over there, where you're producing, you're chayav for producing mazik, Torah is not machayav you, where you're a cause. But where your relationship to the hezek is, you did the hezek itself. That's what he's saying. That's really what he's saying. Over there, your relationship to the hezek is too close to excuse you because you're an auxiliary cause. I mean, we're speaking descriptively, but that's what Reb Chaim is showing you in the Rambam, the difference between the two cases.